You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. How are we today? Just seeing off the back of the eclipse season, we might still be feeling a little bit wishy-washy in ourselves, and it's about clearing out our energy still. We've got the full moon coming up next Tuesday, and use this energy. Really go out, get the energy of the moon, allow it to bask all over you, and really clear out the remnants of what has been left from the eclipse season, because there's been a lot of angst within people, places, communities, people reaching out and feeling still a little bit out of sorts, energy being a little bit drained. So use this energy of the full moon in Aries to come and just give you a really good thorough release. And if you can do this moving forward, you'll really notice the difference in it too. And it's not only your energy and the emotional blocks. When I say emotional blocks, we can feel emotional blocks within ourselves, and they can cause disease within our body. But it's also honoring your mind, body, and soul, and feeding yourself nourishing foods and fresh herbs, spices, anything that's lively, but also when we're clearing out, I like to eat things that are darker, like licorice and prunes, some grapes, anything that's got that energy that will ground us, root vegetables, all that sort of a thing. And so feel into your body, take a leap of faith that you intuitively know what your mind, body, and soul needs for you to move forward. We're coming through here in Australia into spring, but we're also going into autumn in the US, and so it's where you live. So really feel, honor your body, honor yourself and your soul, allow your soul to see what you need in this time. I have a caller coming through. Have we got Chris here? Is it Chris or Christy?
And it's Kristen, but I go by Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you going?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. You sound very bubbly. That's beautiful to hear.
And thank you.
Do you have a question for me today, Chris, or would you like some...
Well, I mean, it's kind of everything's kind of come down to these last few months, and I feel like I'm on the other side, and I met somebody I believe my future is going to be with, but like we're both kind of still kind of stuck in our own stuff, trying to make it work together, and I'm having a hard time keeping my own balance, but also feeling out his restraint and stuff like that.
And when we come to relationships, it's really important, Chris, that you fill yourself up and really look at your emotional well-being first and foremost before anybody else's. And you're feeling like the word balance, because at the moment that's where we are cosmically at the moment, is getting more in balance with who we are.
Right.
When we're around other people and energies, We can also do
more. Oh, I know. Me too. Me too. Especially.
Yeah.
I definitely empathic in that way and sensitive to all of it, but also trying to find my calibration of being on the other side of what I just went through. So being able to discern the two is a daily struggle.
And that's where you need to come back hand on heart and call all those parts of you back to you, because we give out so much, and the parts of your soul that you leak out to other people, and you don't necessarily even know that you're doing it. And even
and I know that I'm doing it, but it's what fuels me to lift others up or to give them parts of myself to, if it helps them and I'm not able to help myself, that's kind of what I've been surviving on. But now I've got to help myself too.
But you realize when you're thriving on that, you're also in more of a fight or flight, because you're used to thriving on that angst and going and all of those feelings, but that is not the best for your system, and that can give you so much inner conflict. And so you're looking for that next feeling of, oh, I've lifted this person up, but at the same time I've dragged myself down. You might get that initial hit of feeling good, but it does nothing for you apart from put your body and your emotions and your cellular structure into like a burnout. It's like a bonfire going up within inside you.
Oh, no, I have a lot of physical stuff that goes on.
Yes, that bonfire gives physical inflammation. It's not igniting.
Yeah, no, I already deal with all of that anyway, and I know that my system being on overdrive all the time, the release of the cortisol, what it does to my system and what my conditions don't allow it to not absorb, and it's a mental thing that I now am in a place where I feel safe enough or stable enough to handle it as it comes, but I'm still purging all of the sludge.
And continue to purge, because use this, coming off the back of the eclipse season, use this energy to totally clear and cleanse and purge. Use it. And like I was saying before, with the full moon in Aries coming through, really use this. And you do. You know the rules. You know what to do. Energy goes where attention flows. You know it all. But when you're in it sometimes, it's like, oh, I'm in it, but I can't see the forest for the trees. And yes, you've met this lovely man, but if you've both got the things going on and you're down, the idea is say, okay, sit and even have like conference talk, so to speak, and go back and be really raw and open and say, okay, we're at this level now. How can we get to the next level together with confidence and clarity? Be curious and open to each other's thought patterns and dreams and wisdoms, the learnings. Really strip it back and have a good look at both of your personalities and see where that you can meet people on more of a constant plane, where that you both can be confidently aligned to be happy within your own skin and not relying on the other one to bring you up. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Good. And, you know, we've all been in it, myself too, like whether it be friends, partners, relationship, work, we're human. And we can know it all, but sometimes it's good just to get someone else's perspective and to sometimes hop out and maybe even do a graph and draw a picture or have a look and draw yourself maybe even as a tree and the stern trunk and where you're at. What are your roots? What are your ethers? And have a look at the leaves. Where am I? Where can I let go of some things that I do that I might like about myself? Where can I start new buds? Maybe you can start some new growth with your partner and have things that you guys can do together. And while you're doing things and coming together and doing things creatively, you're going to grow together, and that bud, that relationship will actually bloom. And when you bloom, feel the magic within that. and start with you guys, not with the outside and the sludge that was behind, but draw this, even if you both sit there and do a drawing each and come together. How would that feel for you?
That would be organic, what I want.
Beautiful, because you've got those roots there, and it's about alchemizing, getting that sludge down into Mother Earth, bringing that compost up, fertilizing yourself. When you fertilize yourself and allow for the wind and the air and the breeze, just to, you know, release everything that no longer serves you, that's holding you back, that it might be an old way of thought pattern or thinking, or, you know, I want to go lie in bed for half the morning, or I want to stay up late at night, have a look at your sleep patterns, all that sort of thing.
Big one.
And you know in your heart and soul, and, you know, take a leap of faith with this beautiful man and yourself, believe in yourself, listen to your heart. And if it's worth keeping, go for it. Do these things. Lift you both up, because I feel great energy around you guys. And that goes for everybody listening out here. No one can make you happy. You are the only one on this planet that can truly give you peace, because it comes from within. We can look out everywhere, but if we haven't got it inside us, there's no way we can get it from somebody else. And so do what gives you joy. Just like you know this, and I see so much love coming to fruition for you with you guys. Just do the work. Hang in there. You've got this. You really do. And I'm just sending you so much love. And I hope this resonates with other people that are listening out here, because it's about self-belief, not having that inner conflict within ourselves. We have that inner conflict, it does cause disease. Everything, the root cause, it comes back to our emotions. And know that I'm always here for people. I'm only a text or email away, DM me. I am here. Much love to you, Chris. Love to everybody. Release and let go. Enjoy the magic that this full moon in Aries brings. Blessed be and amen to all. Thank you.